The Old Testament reading of Scripture this week, it comes from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And the Lord is speaking to Samuel. Hear God's word. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel was serving the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had just gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, "Samuel! Samuel!" "Yes," Samuel replied, "what is it?" He jumped up and he ran to Eli. "Here I am. What do you need me to do?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel." Again Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "What do you need?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go on back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So now the Lord called him a third time, and once more Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "What do you need?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again, and if someone calls you again, say, 'Yes, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Yes, your servant is listening." Well, may God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word. A little Ralphie thought, you know, the degree which people listen to us is determined by the degree to which we have wide counsel for them. So if you want people to listen to you, you yourself must listen to the right advisor. Like Samuel, listen to the Lord's counsel. Read his word and hear what he says. There is a no wiser counsel than he who knows every moment of every tomorrow and knows how you will fit into those moments.